In this week's parsha, we find a strange-looking paragraph, Vayiven Sa'aron, Vayomer Moshe, etc., which is set off by two upside-down nuns. And the Gemara in Masechus Shabbos, at the very top of Daf Kuftes Ayin and Aleph, brings a machlokas tanaim, why this paragraph is set off with these special markers. And Rebbe says something very intriguing. Mivnei Sefer Choshev Hu Bifnei Atzmo. It is its own sefer of the Chumash, and he even quotes to support this pasuk in Mishlei Chotzva Amudeh Hashiva. There are seven svarim in Chumash, grammatically in Chumash there have to be five, but there are seven svarim in the Torah: Bereishis Shmos VaYikra, beginning of Bamidbar, Vayhi Ben Soa, end of Bamidbar, and Dvarim makes seven, which proves that Vayhi Ben Soa is a parash for the Atzmo. That is nafkamina's halacha lemaisa in Masechus Shabbos, that since that's 85 letters long, any part of the Torah, scroll of the Torah, that has 85 letters left, even if the rest were erased, still has a level of Kedusha, because it's considered 85 letters the minimum size of a Sefer. But this is very peculiar. Why should Vayhi Ben Soa? I mean, it sounds like interesting enough psukim, you know, and no one would consider them the Ikar of Judaism. Why would that be considered a Sefer Bifnei Atzmo? So I heard a very fascinating Hesber once. It's a very strange thing. If you think about, what was the Chumash supposed to say? Bereishis, okay? The beginnings. And Shmos, how Bnei Yisrael was redeemed from Mitzrayim and got the Torah and built the Mishkan and Vayikra and all the Halachos. And then what was supposed to happen next? Bamidbar, right? They have to have a census in the Midbar and divide themselves into Shvatim and into Degolim and know how to travel and how to take the Mishkan with them and blow the Chatzotros, etc. and start traveling, which is what happens until now. And then what's supposed to happen next? So obviously, what's supposed to happen next is not Misonanim and Kivros Hatava and Miraglim and Korach and etc., etc., right? That was not what was supposed to happen. They were supposed to just have faith in Hashem and not complain and go through the Midbar. What should have been next? Not the rest of my Midbar. Not Sefer Devarim. Sefer Devarim is Moshe has to give his farewell address before they go into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe was supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael with them, right? What was supposed to be next is, I guess, basically, Chazal say, if the Jews hadn't sinned, they would have just gone, the Tanakh would have gone through Sefer Yoshua. What would have next would have been Sefer Yoshua, but it wouldn't have been Sefer Yoshua, because it would have still been Moshe Rabbeinu. Meaning, what's the Chumash about? Like, the Chumash is supposed to have Otseisi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Lakachti, Veveisi. Right? Coming into Eretz Yisrael. What's coming into Eretz Yisrael? So we know Chazal summarized Sefer Yoshua for us very nicely. Sheva Shekibshu, Vesheva Shechelku. Meaning they conquer Eretz Yisrael, and then they settle Eretz Yisrael. If you think about what the primordial, the Lechatchila Torah should have been, Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Yom HaShishi, there are five Chumash from the Torah, the Hey, Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Ban Midbar getting ready to go into Eretz Yisrael, which is basically until here, and the fifth sefer would be Vayhi Ben Soa Ha'aron Vayomer Moshe Kumashem Yafutz Vayvech Vayonus Mesenech Vanecha. The Aron traveled before them. It conquered and scattered all their enemies of the Canaanim in Eretz Yisrael. Uvnucho Yomar Shuv Hashem Rabos Alfei Yisrael. And then they rested. They finished conquering Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem Shechina rested amongst them, and all the Jews settled in Eretz Yisrael. Basically, it makes a lot of sense that this is considered a Sefer Bifnei Atzmo, because this should have l'chadchila been the fifth Sefer of the Torah. And you shouldn't have needed anything else. This is the summary of the Sefer Yoshua parallel that should have been the fifth Sefer of the Torah. And the fourth, until now, by Midbar, was good enough. They were ready to go to Eretz Yisrael. They shouldn't have messed up. That's l'chadchila. How should the world have happened? Bereishis Shmos Vayikra Bamidbar Vayhi Ben Soa Haron. The kibush and yishuv Eretz Yisrael, b'koach ma? B'koach, the Aron that went before them and helped them conquer Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem Shechina rested amongst them in Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, we messed up. From right after that, the Misonanim and the Kivros Hatava, and then from bad to worse, the Miraglim, 40 years in the desert, and they didn't even stop then. Okay, then, in the real world, we had to have some more. But maybe that's the Amkus of this very strange sheet of Rebbe, that it's a Sefer Bifnei Atzmo. This is the L'chadchila, what should have been in the Chumash, if we had it messed up. It's just a very fascinating ha'ara then. If that's, this pshat is true, the reason it's a sefer b'fnei atzmo is because it's the idealized world, which we messed up. Then, and obviously, we're all long in Davin, that someday, what does it mean, Mashiach will come? We'll go back to there, and we'll have conquer our enemies and live in Eretz Yisrael as it should be. It's interesting that these two psukim of this parsha are not psukim that are forgotten about by now, right? We said them this morning, right? We say them at least 4 times a week, depending on exactly what part of the calendar. Ultimately, we take this sefer, and when we take the Torah out of the, take our Torah out of the Oron, to learn the Torah that Hashem gave us. We say, when we put it back, we say, what are we reminding us of? Maybe we're reminding us of that ideal going into Eretz Yisrael happens b'koach what? Not just b'koach Jews are wonderful people so they get special privileges. Not just b'koach we're lucky. Not just b'koach random things happen. Because we have the Torah amongst us. We have the Aram with Hashem's words, with Hashem's, the Masor of Hashem's Torah amongst us. And that's the koach that would have helped us conquer Eretz Yisrael. And ultimately, maybe we're reminding ourselves 3 times a week, 4 times a week, when we open up that Aron up there and take out the Torah in Lane and we say, everyone come together. Hear what Hashem has to say to us. Hear the instruction manual Hashem gave us for life. We're telling us this isn't just an instruction manual for life for you today to help you get through, you know, not get spiritually thirsty for the next 3 days till the next laning, help you do the right thing for the next 3 days, but we're saying, remember, this is the fifth, the ideal, the arc for the culmination of the Torah. Ultimately, you want the world to be where it should be. You want to fix everything we did wrong. How do we do that? With this Torah we're taking out of the Aron right now, if we just dedicate ourselves and really try to internalize and follow what we're reading from this scroll that we got from Hashem, thousands of years ago, then we'll be able to erase the misonim and erase the kibbutz atav and erase the meraglim and erase all the different things we did wrong and get back to where we ultimately wanted to go. Kum Hashem v'yafutzu aivecha v'nusim sanecha uvenucha yom ha'shuv Hashem al-rivvos alfei Yisrael, to be free of all our tzaras and all our troubles and all our enemies and to be able to live in Eretz Yisrael and serve Hashem with the Shekhinah amongst us the way we want, b'koach HaTorah.